Blog Talk Radio.
From Los Angeles, California, it's Music Friday Live, the end of the week program where you choose the hot new upcoming bands that you want to hear, and we put them on the air for you. I'm your host, Patrick O'Heffernan, broadcasting every Friday at 2 p.m. on the Blog Talk Radio Network, the CyberStation USA Network, and our radio affiliates. Well, today is K-Day. Country Western singer Billy Kay joins us at 2:05 Eastern. And then at 2:30, Chaz Kay, singer for the LA-based metal band Undermine, will be here, and he will bring us their new, unique Fraggle Rock sound. So that's going to be K-Day today. Well, this is your show. Now, these bands are here to talk with you. Call them at 347-215-7511. Let me give you that number again. It's 347-215-7511. Or you can email us. You can email us at musicfridaylive@gmail.com. musicfridaylive@gmail.com. Or you can just log on to the chat room. The chat room is open. I see we have a guest there. I'm going to say hi to our guest there. And when we artists come on and we talk to them. If you have questions of them, this is a great way to do it. Just log into the chat room and ask your question. Once again, that's musicfridaylive@gmail.com, or you can also hit us on Twitter. We're at Music Friday Live. Don't forget the hashtag Music Friday. So there's lots of ways in which you can get in touch with us. Now then, if you know of a hot new band, one that you've discovered, one that you've been following in your hometown, wherever it is, tell us about it. If you think they should be on Music Friday, tell us about it. Go to our website, musicfriday@nationbuilder.com. That's musicfriday.nationbuilder.com, musicfriday.nationbuilder.com. And you click on the tab up there that says Your Choice. It's right there on the top. And then you tell us who that band is. You put their name in the little nomination form. It takes about 10 seconds. And you could put the band that you've discovered on the air with us. And while you're there, look around, read the reviews, check out the band bios, comment on the blog. So that's musicfriday.nationbuilder.com. It's everything you want to know about Music Friday Live. Well, as everybody out there knows, I took 10 days off for a family trip to Ireland. And we had a great time. We had 10 unheard-of days of sunshine. The Irish are still reeling from the experience. They don't know what hit them. I guess I brought it there from California. Anyway, a lot of people have emailed me and asked me, how was the music? Ireland being famous for its music. Well, let me say, first of all, there was lots of music. Every pub had music, and not all of it's what they call trad or traditional Irish music. There's a lot of rock, a lot of blues, a lot of rhythm and blues. And if you haven't been to Ireland, or if you have been to Ireland, I should say, you know that every pub sings. You walk into a pub at 10 o'clock at night, and it's a song fest. I remember years and years ago when my daughter was just a wee child, as they say in Ireland, and we were in bars at midnight, her falling asleep in my lap and me singing to the bands there. And incidentally, kids are allowed in bars in Ireland. Because they all serve food. It's called pub food, okay? So we had a great time. If you want to find out more about that, you should go to our Instagram site. Just look us up on Instagram. That's Music Friday Live. We've got some pictures there. There's also a picture of the best band I heard in Ireland, which actually wasn't inside of a club. It was out on the street. It's called Spirits. And, boy, they were good. There was a guitar player there. He must have been, 17? Man, he was one of the best I have ever seen. So if you get a chance to Ireland, every pub's got songs, and check out the street bands. Now, I want to let everybody know, while I was away, we did a little remodeling in the studio, and one of the things we did was we put in some new microphones, and we're still balancing the microphones. So if you don't think I sound right, I mean, all the dials look like they're right here, and everything sounds good in the earphones and the speakers here, but I know that, you know, once it gets out there, particularly if you're a downloader and you're downloading the show and listening to it as a podcast, things can sound different. When it goes through iTunes, things happen. So if you think our microphones are a little bit off, my voice is a little too deep or not deep enough, let me know. All right. We also put some new soundproofing in because we recognize that the new microphones are very sensitive and they were bringing in some outside sounds, which is why we put in more soundproofing. So just let us know. And check out the our Instagram site. You can also check out the website. We don't have any pictures up on the website. I think maybe later today I'll post a blog that's got some of the photographs from Ireland and also a video of the best band that I saw tonight. Well, we have to take a break now. And when we come back, after we welcome all of our affiliates around the country, when we come back, Billy Kay, country western star and now an author. Don't go away. You're listening to Music Friday Live.
Cameo Entertainment Group and CyberStation USA are now part of Stitcher, a free radio app for your smartphone. With Stitcher, you can listen to live programming as well as archive radio programming right on your phone. To obtain Stitcher, just go to the App Store for your particular phone. Go to search, then type in Stitcher. That's Stitcher. S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R. S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R. Then download. It's that simple. Stitcher, a free radio app for your smartphone. Convenient access to live and archive CyberStation USA programming on your mobile phone. That's Stitcher. S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R. CyberStation USA. Always on the go.
I'm Patrick O'Heffernan, host of Music Friday Live, and I want to welcome all of our radio listeners around the country. A special shout out to KSKQ-FM listeners in Ashland, Oregon. And if you've never been to Ashland, Oregon, it's the Shakespeare capital of the country. So hi, everybody out there in Ashland, Oregon. It's a good college town, too. I know we get a lot of downloads in Ashland, Oregon. So everybody, join us by email at musicfridaylive@gmail.com. That's musicfridaylive@gmail.com. The chat room is now open. Hi, I see a guest we have in the chat room there. Also, you can call in and talk to our guest. That's 347-215-7511. That's 347-215-7511. And check out our website after the show. That's musicfriday.nationbuilder.com. Well, Billy Kay is one of the most interesting and talented artists who's ever appeared on Music Friday Live. He's a Long Island-born country western singer-songwriter who arrived in Tennessee by way of Los Angeles, Las Vegas, and the Veterans Administration. His music is down-home, solid country, and it's got a hint of rock and a taste of blues and a lot of soul. He tells stories that are real, and he's got music, and he tells them with music that sticks to you. And if that was not enough, he's published a book on making money in music. And he does all this, incidentally, it's his second book, he does all this while he tours and he records. And during all of that, he donates his earnings to homeless vets, even though he's a homeless vet himself. No wonder Winona Judd tweeted, "Ooh, Billy," about his music. Billy, welcome back to Music Friday Live, and happy anniversary on your first year in Nashville.
Wow, Patrick, you can write my bio anytime. Geez, I sound great.
Hey,
thanks.
Winona Judd thinks you're great. You know, who am I to argue?
I should have tweeted her and told her to come on and say, "Ooh, Billy."
You know, there's still time.
I'm outside. I'm standing in the middle of the street at the moment.
Yeah, you're setting up for a show, aren't you?
Yeah, I play here at 5 o'clock tonight. I usually come in at 2, but since your show is at 1, I came in an hour early.
Well, tell us where you are.
I'm standing in the middle of downtown Main Street, and there are no cars coming because I live in Smallville.
Well,
it's
Main
the only
Street...
town in the world where you can jaywalk and not have to look both ways. Remember when your mom told you had to look both ways before you crossed the street? Now here, the river is like 20 feet to my left. City Hall.
Well, tell us what city. What city you in?
Oh, Clifton, Tennessee.
Okay.
And
the river's to your left.
Smokehouse Grill. Yeah, we're right on the river.
Okay.
On weekends, tomorrow when I play, we'll have nothing but bikers because they're all doing their bike runs, and they look at the map and they see that little dot saying, "Oh, look, here's a town on a river. Let's stop there for lunch."
Well, since my brother is one of those bikers, I don't know, maybe he'll be out there on his motorcycle, his Harley, with his wife, and stop in and see. So everybody within 50 miles of Ernie's Steakhouse and Grill should drop in at 5 o'clock and listen to Billy Kay.
100 miles. There's nothing between here and 100 miles.
Okay.
Unless cows. Cows don't pay to eat.
All right. Well, Billy, before we get to the music and the book, this has been a really incredible year for you. You've released two new singles. You've released your first LP, The Belmore. You put out a bunch of new videos. You've been number one on Reverb's list in the Nashville area and in Long Island. And now you're an author again. How do you do it all?
I like to stay busy. I'm a type A kind of personality. I thoroughly enjoy it, Patrick. It's, you know, I get up every day thinking, what else can I do? And that's what I do.
Well,
and I don't take no for an answer.
it seems to work, so let's listen to a little bit of what you do. For our first wedding. One of the new records, one of the new songs.
I was there when we made our last plan. When our hearts were on fire, burning deep with desire. When pleasure meant just holding hands. Now that you're gone, and I'm left here alone to wonder, is where we went wrong, baby. Where was I when we went wrong? Did I live in denial, sleeping?
That is so solid. That is just absolute solid country western music. And it's kind of a classic country western sad song. So I'll bet there's a story behind it. What's the story behind that?
I wrote it while I was in the shower. And I actually got out, you know, naked. And I was watching my baby, who was Jesse was, I don't know, 6 months old at the time, and he was naked, too. And I had a little studio in my bedroom, and I just whisked him out of the bathtub and recorded, you know, because the whole song came to me at once, and I recorded it just so I wouldn't forget it. And then a few months later, I went down and recorded it and didn't like that version. And I came to Nashville, and it was the first thing I did. Like, I was here like a week in Nashville, and I said, well, let me find a Nashville recording studio that likes my kind of music.
And I understand you found a special studio, too, didn't you?
The studio I use, it's used by George Jones, Garth Brooks, and the keyboard player is the house keyboard player for the Grand Ole Opry. I'm going, okay, yeah, I'll do it. That's cool. You know, I'm here a week.
Well, it's certainly...
Actually, we're in the studio now redoing it because I want a girl to sing that song, and I think that'd make a good girl song, so we're in there. We're in a studio. I mean, two different studios recording two different songs, and that's one of them.
Well, I'm looking forward to that. Now, you've also done some slightly different kinds of songs, and I want to play one of your new songs that is just a little bit different than the normal country western. This is Lady.
The whole thing?
It's a long
song.
Not the whole thing.
Okay.
That's almost acid blues. Are you going hippie on us?
Patrick, I was born and raised in New York. We didn't even have a country music radio station at the time. So my roots are rock and roll. And every time I write a song, I don't control, you know, what my brain thinks of. And 90%, not 90%, half of what I write is in country, and I don't know what to do with it. So this year, I decided, wait a minute, I'm an indie music guy. No one can tell me what to do. So I'm gonna record some of my jazz stuff, some of my hard rock stuff, and if they want to put me in a certain category, that's fine with them. But I want to record what I write. You know, the good songs, not the bad songs.
Well,
that's one of the
imagine...
perks of being an indie artist. You know, Sony Records can't say, "Excuse me, you're a country artist, and you can only do the three chord country stuff with a steel guitar." And I can, so it sort of frees me to write what I want.
Well, I love it, and I imagine that there aren't too many bad songs that you write. And we're getting a little email here. Beatle Man in Washington, D.C. says, come on and play for us Yanks in Washington, D.C. I like your kind of country music. I don't know, you going on tour up in the North Country?
excuse me. I'm booked through August 18th here in the South. One of the cool things about being down here in the Bible Belt is I'm going to play country fairs, you know, sit on a haystack with my bib overalls with a Ferris wheel in the background. I mean, that's like a fantasy. And the last one I got booked is April 18th. And then after that, I don't know. Man, my plan is to just travel America on the VA's dime. Can we take that off? Oh, too late. It's live.
Yep.
And travel America, you know, playing my music.
Well, for sure, let me know when you come to L.A., because I'd love to meet you, and also I'll bring a whole bunch of people with me, too, when you're playing here. We should talk afterwards.
L.A. So proper, I'll play the Valley, pal. I'm not going to L.A., okay?
Oh, come on.
I go to Studio City.
Okay, I got to remember, you got to live here. Well, you've got a book out, and it has a really long title, but a very precise message. The title is How to Double Your Music Sales Income, The Secret to Selling More Downloads and Making More Money from Each One. So tell us about the book, and also tell us about this other side of Billy Kay, the side that writes books and does marketing.
Well, before I wasn't a musician. I was I stopped being a musician when I was 17 years old, and all my gear was stolen. I said, it's a sign from God. He doesn't want me to be a musician. But then about 3 years ago, I was at an online marketing conference in San Diego. A really nice section in San Diego. I can't remember the name of the town. And on the drive back to Las Vegas, a song came to me. I mean, the whole song from start to finish. I'm like, what is that? Turns out I've been blocking out the music for, 30 years or whatever it's been. But at the time, I did online marketing, and it was very successful. I was on the cover of Real magazines, not internet magazines, the ones you can go to the store and buy. Wow, that's me. And rearranging magazine racks so everyone who walks in can see your mugshot on it. What I did was, it's long story short, it's called affiliate marketing. You don't have the product yourself, but you put a link to like Walmart, and it's a special coded link. And then if someone buys anything at Walmart within the next 30 days, it doesn't even have to be what you link for, you get a commission. And then when they invented iTunes and Amazon, and actually music stores too, Musician's Friend, Guitar Center, they all have affiliate programs. And for the last 3 years, I've been making double my commission. If someone buys one of my songs on iTunes, I actually sent them to iTunes through my affiliate link. So I got my normal 70 cents from iTunes and then a 15% commission as a salesman from iTunes. I said, why don't I tell other musicians how to do this? Because we're so limited to the amount of money we make on iTunes because no one pays for records anymore. anyone knows how to get a song for free. So I said, what limited, clicks we're going to get, might as well double that. And I decided to show other musicians how to do it. And what I'm told, it's a pretty successful book. It's published in my name, but the money goes to something else, so I don't get to see the reports.
Well, let's make sure everybody knows where they can get it. Now, the book is available on Amazon.com, and it's How to Double Your Music Sales Income, The Secret to Selling More Downloads and Making More Money from Each One, and it's by Billy Kay. So just go to Amazon.com if you're a musician and you need a little income on the side. This is a way to do it. And in fact, Billy, we've had a guest on who, although she's very popular and has thousands and thousands and thousands of followers on Facebook and Twitter, she says she makes almost half of her income this way. She in affiliate marketing. So what you're talking about really, really works. So that's on Amazon.com.
Well, that's an example in a book, Patrick. I actually copied and printed at one of my Amazon reports. Mm-hmm. And someone clicked through one of my songs, which if they bought it, you know, I make 70 cents. But I actually made $155 because while they're on Amazon, they bought like a barbecue and some other, you know, some other weird stuff, some video games, and I got the commission for that sale. So rather than making 70 cents, I made $155.
Wow, you can do that all day long, huh? We've got an email in here from Mandy in San Francisco who wants to know, what did Patrick mean when he said you're a homeless vet? Your website looks great. Your music is fun. How can you be a homeless vet? What exactly does that mean?
Okay, as I said earlier, I was very successful in the online marketing company, and I made a mortal enemy with the IRS. They audit me every year and find some weird reason to put a lien on me. And 2 years ago, they actually said, if I was ever married, which is public record, I was ever divorced, which is public record, that I have a son who was there when I wrote that song. And the son I don't have doesn't attend school. So they liened me again. I mean, it's like I have this permanent lien for zillions of dollars. And I contacted my congressman and said, you know, at some point you got to say the IRS has it in for me. She said, well, why are you fighting the IRS? But I noticed you're a veteran. Let me give them a call. And then the veterans literally, it's like having a rich stepmom. They give me housing, food, more medical than I could, than, you know, anyone I know has. I have free medical no matter what happens. I can get a hangnail, and they'll pay for it. And as long as I don't, they assume all homeless veterans are, and then they had me in Nashville when I first got here. But the place had a 7 p.m. curfew. And I'm going, hello, I'm a musician. Where would you like me to go play where the band has to be home by 7 o'clock at night? So they said, look, we have these four houses in Clifton. We can't find anyone to go to Clifton. We'll give you, it's on the river. We'll throw in a boat. You know, you can stay there for 2 years. Just don't drink or do drugs. I go, fine by me. So I can stay there another year.
And Clifton
is in. The state is a dry state anyway. You're trying to find a beer here is like impossible.
And Clifton is in central Tennessee, right?
It's in the middle of nowhere.
Okay.
We're 40 miles from Alabama, 2 hours from Nashville, 2 hours from Memphis. There's no free. It's 2 hours to a freeway.
Wow. You know? No wonder.
There's
it's
no McDonald's. There's no Walmart. There's no.
But it's
the bright
got city, Ernie's Steakhouse.
Knows each other.
It's got Ernie's Steakhouse and Grill, though.
And we have, if it matters, we have the most liberal beer laws in all of Tennessee because we're on the river. Technically, you can buy a beer 24 hours a day if we had a place that was open 24 hours a day. Our town closes at 7 o'clock at night. There is nothing to do here past 7 o'clock.
We've got another email here from Maxie in Seattle, and Maxie wants to know, when you tour, does the Veterans Administration care where you go, and how do you do it? Do you have your own van?
My only stipulation here is I don't have a curfew. I'm allowed to go anywhere. I can go to Disneyland after I hang up. But if I stay away for more than 3 days, I got to notify my caseworker I'm gone and pee in a cup when I get back.
So it's
like college, you know. It's not what I plan, but it's doable at the moment.
So that means
and unlike all the other bands, all the other guys, indie rockers that you know, I follow on Facebook, they all have real jobs to go to and whatnot, and they do their band part-time. I wake up in the morning, and I do it full-time, knowing I have no – my only expense is my car insurance and my cell phone.
Wow.
The government pays for my Wi-Fi, for cable TV. I have the best electricity in all of Clifton. When this town loses power – I have emergency backup power in my house. The lights, it's like the Luxor Hotel in Vegas. My house lights up like a candlestick.
Well, maybe at the end of the year, the Veterans Administration will recognize what a talented artist you are, and they'll find a home for you in Nashville, or even better, in Los Angeles, which is now the music capital of the world, despite what they say in Nashville.
They've offered
it
to me. I don't want to stay. I want to do this permanent. I want to stay here permanently. It's a nice place to visit, but.
Oh, you do? Okay, all right. Well, I hear a little country music playing in the background now. I don't know if you can hear it, but it's one of your new songs, and it's sort of an ode to the South. So let's listen to Country Southern Girl here.
outside my door. I don't wanna see you around no more. My roaming days all through. I done found a love that's true. Don't you come knocking at my door. Don't you come crawling on your knees. Don't even try and beg me for to leave. I found somebody new to take the place of you. Don't you come crawling on your knees. I got a southern girl, sweet as can be. I've got a southern girl who takes good care of me. I got a southern girl that's falling for her charms. I will always be wrapped in a southern arms, oh baby. Don't you try and catch me when I'm home.
Now that is what I call good country western music. That is so classic, country classic if I ever heard it. Now, tell me, how is it that a Long Island boy with roots in California and Las Vegas can write such a great country western song extolling the South?
Because I'm very talented. I don't.
Well, besides that.
Honest answer, because I got into this 3 years ago, maybe 4 years ago now, and I said, who the heck wants a 50-year-old rock star? Where else, you know?
I didn't know that Paul McCartney's 72, and, you know, everyone that I worship is really old. But I said, you know, what niche can I get into where they don't care about your age? And I thought of Kenny Rogers, and I go, oh, God, country. Okay, yeah, I'm the country.
Okay, well. That's a good point. Now, let me ask you, was it much of an adjustment for you to move to the South?
Oh, Patrick, it's like the Twilight Zone down here. Everything is different. I thought the only difference would be the accents, but it's you got the government telling you what you can do. You got the churches telling you what you can do. Basically, anything I do is illegal or immoral.
Well, I don't know if you know,
city folks.
I actually lived in the South in Atlanta, in a suburb of Atlanta, for 12 years, and I have a huge family there. So I have an idea of what you mean, that the South definitely has its own beat. But a lot of that beat, you know, is the foundation of much of America's music. So they have a good way of recognizing it. Now, do you play much in the South live?
Play four nights a week live, only because most of the towns are closed midweek and you can't get a gig on a Wednesday.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to play just I've got a whole bunch of requests here that they want to hear just a little bit more of Southern Girl. So, you know what? I'm sorry, but we don't really have time to do that because we are just about out of time. But apparently a lot of people like Southern Girl. So there you are. Real quick now, where can people find your tour dates?
Everything is Billy K Music, all one word. My website is BillyKMusic.com. My Twitter is Billy K Music. My Facebook is Facebook/BillyKMusic.
Okay, so just
make
remember
Billy. Make to Billy K Music. Anything is Billy K Music.
Okay, Billy K Music, and of course they can go there and buy your music on Billy K Music, and you'll get a double commission on it. And your books are available at Amazon.com, and we posted a link on our blog page to your book page. So if people can't remember it, they can just go to musicfriday.nationbuilder.com and check out my blog, and that'll have a link on where they can find your books and your music. Billy Kay, it is always a pleasure to have you on Music Friday Live, and I want to thank you for taking a break from setting up at Ernie's and talking with us.
I appreciate it, Patrick.
Well, we appreciate it. Well, we appreciate it, too. It's always fun. If you ever get to Southern California, let us know. We have to take a break now, and when we return, it's metal music by one of the best. Chaz K. of Undermine is going to join us. Don't go away. You're listening to Music Friday Live.
Our troops aren't the only ones fighting right now. Thousands of military families are in crisis. They're fighting financial battles, how to pay the bills, even how to keep their homes and feed their children. You can help by supporting Operation Homefront, a national nonprofit that provides emergency assistance for military families and for wounded warriors when they come home. To learn more about how you can help, go to OperationHomefront.net. Our troops aren't the only ones fighting right now. Thousands of military families are in crisis. They're fighting financial battles, how to pay the bills, even how to keep their homes and feed their children. You can help by supporting Operation Homefront, a national nonprofit that provides emergency assistance for military families and for wounded warriors when they come home. To learn more about how you can help, go to OperationHomefront.net.
Well, we played that ad twice in Billy Kay's honor. We're back here at Music Friday Live. I'm Patrick O'Heffernan, and, of course, we always love to hear from you. You can phone us, 347-215-7511. That's 347-215-7511. And the person who did call in, and we just didn't quite get time to get to you, feel free to call back in again or send us an email. If you have an email question for one of my artists, and even if we're off the air, we can forward that email to them. And the email is musicfridaylive@gmail.com, musicfridaylive@gmail.com. Now, a very quick but very important word from our wonderful sponsor, Solar City. So, as you all know, solar power is a huge win-win for homeowners, but a lot of people are reluctant to take the plunge into solar because of the upfront costs. Well, with Solar City, you can go solar for zero upfront costs on approved credit. That's right. Solar City will come out and they'll install a solar system on your home for free, and you only pay for the power you use, just like you do from the utility company. But you have much lower monthly bill because the sun's making as much as half of your electricity. Solar City pays for the system. It pays to insure it. It pays to maintain it. All you have to do is sit there and enjoy the savings. So if you've been ready for solar, but solar has not been ready for you, it is now at Solar City, America's number one clean energy provider. How do you find out? Well, you call my friend Tina at Solar City. You call her at 909-618-6937. I'll let you get a piece of paper and write that down. That's 909-618-6937. And you tell her that I said to call, that Music Friday told you to call, and she'll give you a discount on your order. So that's 909-618-6937. Metal is an acquired music taste. It's loud, it's hard driving, it's dark, and to some people it's just noise. But for those who take the time to listen to good metal bands and to open their minds and their bodies to the sound, it can be a window into a much larger universe and also into yourself. Now, one band that opens that window as few others can is Undermine. Undermine is four artists who come to metal through modern fraggle rock. They've mastered the art of syncing powerful, searching, sophisticated lyrics with a wall of sound, both vocal and instrumental, that leaves audiences exhausted and energized at the same time. They're nominated for the Hollywood Music and Media Best Rock Single in 2013 and the Los Angeles Music Award Best Rock Song in 2013 and the Best Rock Album in 2013. Undermine has also been recognized by Rockwell Unseen magazine for being one of the top musicians of 2013 and one of the top 10 bands to watch. And here to help us watch is Undermine's vocalist, Chaz K. Hi, Chaz.
Patrick, how's it going, my man? Wow, what an intro. Thank you very much for that. That was awesome.
Well, you deserve it all. Chaz, first of all, welcome to Music Friday Live. Now, is one of your buddies calling in, one of your bandmates, by any chance?
I have no idea. They might. But we're all at our day jobs today. So.
Oh, okay. Well, just a second. I think there might be one here. Don't go away.
Okay.
Hi there. Who's this?
Hey, this is Mike. Just wanted to call and say I like their band a lot and see when they're playing next, where I can catch them down here in California.
Well, Mike, obviously you're one of the fans, and you've got Chaz on the line with you. Chaz, where can Mike come and hear you?
Well, our very next show that we have in California is going to be May 16th down at Splash Kingdom in Redlands. yeah, they're letting us take over a water park, which is going to be really cool. So you can bring the family. We can all get soaking wet and play in the lazy river while we play some Fraggle Rock music.
Hey, sounds wild. Sounds wild. Thank you, man. I just love you.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling in, Mike. Well, we've got fans calling in before we even start the interview.
Wow, that's awesome. That's really cool.
Once again, since you mentioned it, why don't you tell everybody out there exactly where they can hear you at the water park?
That is at Splash Kingdom Water Park in Redlands, California. That's going to be May 16th, and show starts at about 7 o'clock. I'm not entirely sure where they have us set up. I think they have us set up in the main pavilion right outside the Lazy River. But just come on by, bring the family. It's going to be a fun time. We're going to be there early, messing around in the sun and the water, and then we're going to just rock out the evening.
Well, I'll see if I can get some friends together, and we can do the same. Now, Chaz, some of our listeners may not be familiar with the concept of Fraggle Rock. So would you explain Fraggle Rock to them, and also tell us how you've made it kind of your signature?
Okay, well, Fraggle Rock came from the fact that I am a huge Jim Henson fan. I'm a big nerd from way back, since before it was cool to be a nerd, and I've been a fan of the Hensons for forever. And Fraggle Rock was a show that was on Nickelodeon about 15 years ago or so, but it was just fantastic. It's fun-loving, and it started out as just kind of like, hey, it's kind of cool, throw a little nerdy tidbit humor into there. But over time, it's just kind of taken on a new meaning in that our music, just like all rock music is, you know, it's very serious and, you know, it deals with some very serious issues. But at the same end, we're a bunch of guys that like to just have a good time, and we want to make sure that the fun and lighthearted and the positive side of things are taken a look at more than the negative side. And that's kind of just what Fraggle Rock was all about, was seeing the positive. And so we are, that's kind of what it's come to mean.
Well, instead of talking about it, let's listen to a little bit of it. This is Hope Has Not Abandoned This Land. There's a line in that. First of all, that's from your new album, It's Too Quiet, and which is available in a variety of places. We'll talk about that in just a minute. But there's a line in there that I'm still thinking about, and that line is, self-sacrifice is nothing more than self-indulgence. Now, that line requires some thought. It sort of negates the entire philosophy as heroism. What's going on there?
This song almost more, a little bit more than all the other songs. Every song that I write is very, very, it comes from a very personal place for me. But I like to write it vague enough so that everyone can kind of grab whatever it is that they need to grab from it. Now, when I put that line in there, like I said, this song is the general theme of this song is hope. And I'm not abandoning that in any, whatever situation that you might find yourself in, whether it's, you know, actual physical danger, or just if it's just a job, looking for a job, or if it's a relationship that's falling apart, anything like that. So, the idea of self-sacrifice, whether it's a, you know what, I'm going to cut this off and I'm going to end this before it gets any worse, instead of trying to work on it and fix it, or I'm going to, if you want to take it to an even darker place, I'm going to end my own life, rather than, you know, try and push through and seek the help that I need. That's it's It's the concept of not giving up is really what what it is. I'm trying to be all super fancy with it. Self-sacrifice is nothing more than self-indulgence, is the idea of don't give up. Don't give up. Giving up is it's not being heroic. It's taking the easy way out. It's self-serving in that aspect.
Okay. Well, there's another line in there that also makes me do a little thinking, and that line is, no, I can't be the only one who sees the lives we tend to live and thinks there must be more than it, wanting more than just to get by. Now, it's true that most people just want to get by, and many, many people, particularly in politics, would say that the economic systems of humanity throughout our whole history have been rigged so that most people can only just get by. And other people say that those who want more can set an example for others. So where do your lyrics come down on that particular question?
That's pretty much, that's kind of the philosophy of all of my lyric writing. And what the band really is our main message, that if there's any one particular one that we'd like to get across, and that's it, is that live beyond, like, strive for more. Like, look at the positive in life and reach for more. It doesn't mean that you're necessarily going to get everything that you strive for, but you're going to get some of what you strive for if you try. If you don't try, I can guarantee you won't get anything. And that's kind of what it just, there's no sense in life is just much better when you live striving for something, dreaming. Don't ever, that's just what we're all about, positivity and dreaming, really, reaching for something more.
Well, obviously you're doing it, and we're getting some emails about that. Latex and Roses, there's a name for you, Latex and Roses in New York City, says your lyrics are very thoughtful. Were you a philosophy major in college?
No, actually I wasn't. I'm a mechanical engineer. I'm an old poet from way back. When I was younger, when I was a child in junior high and high school, I had poetry that was published in a bunch of different collections of young poets, society and stuff. So I've always been kind of a touchy-feely kind of, self-reflective person in that aspect. But no, I was not a philosophy major.
Mechanical engineer. Where'd you go to college for that degree?
I went to ICT Tech, and then, and that's pretty much just finished it out there.
Okay, all right. Well, we've got another song of yours that's got some social commentary in it. This is War. War Never Changes. I just got to say, just right away, I love the drumming in that. Your drummer is very sophisticated and very nuanced drumming in that.
I'll be sure to tell him. He said that he'll be very happy that you recognize that.
And I know a lot of drummers sort of blend in the background, and they don't get their due, but that one does. We've got a caller on the line here. Caller, want to tell us your name, and you have a question for our guest.
Chaz on there?
Yep, Chaz is on here.
Hey, this is Jay from 53, buddy.
Oh, what's going on, man?
Not much, dude. I'm going to ask you a couple questions. Number one, when's your next EP coming out?
Well, right now we're gearing up for our upcoming tour, but shortly thereafter. So we'll be back from tour in mid-June. So hopefully July we're going to start hitting the studio for record a couple new tracks for everybody to release.
And you have one more question?
Yeah, and the other question is, when's the next time you're playing a Lancaster show so I can jump on the bill with you?
Let's see, the next time we're playing Lancaster, I think we're playing at the Moose on May 24th. Yeah, May 24th is the next time.
Chaz, is there some place our listeners can go to find out where all of your gigs are going to be?
Yeah, the easiest place to go is to just find us on the Book of Faces or the Facebook. It's just Facebook.com/UndermineOfficial.
Okay.
And, I'm on there pretty regularly, almost every day, and you can talk to me or some of the guys, and then you can find all of our dates and stuff. We're pretty active on the social medias, and we try to respond to everybody. So.
Okay. And, caller, I want to thank you very much, and I hope you have an opportunity to catch some of those shows. Now, I want to ask you, Chaz, about some of the lines in that song, "Our War Never Changes," which is also off the new album. Justifying or lying to ourselves, no victory to be had if we forfeit our souls. When the smoke begins to fade away, will we stand on what we did that day? What do you mean? Is this an indictment of war, or is it a recognition of heroism that can happen in war, or is it something else?
It encompasses, I guess, both ends. The story, well, the song itself was inspired from when I was playing a game called Fallout 3, but the story that I kind of weaved in here was that of a battalion of soldiers, or one particular soldier, and just the things that he would have to do, you know, the line, where do you draw the line of, you know, following what you need to do or what you think is morally correct? Where do you draw that line, and what are the repercussions whenever you do either one of those? You know, if you cross the line morally, but you're doing what your orders are, how is that going to affect you, and how is that going to affect your spirit? Or if you cross the line and not do an order based upon morals, where is that going to leave you? So it's that whole dichotomy of, like, you know, it's just a fine line to walk, and I have the most, like, I could not even imagine being a soldier in that sort of position, or any of our soldiers, because, yeah, that's a thing that I couldn't do, and they have my utmost respect.
And mine, too, and, of course, our previous guest, whose last name was also Chaz, is also Kay, is a veteran, and he told us about some of the hardships that they have to go to after they come back from war. Now, I wanted to ask you, your lyrics, or your group's lyrics, I understand that you write this as a group. Your songs are written as a group. There's not a single writer in the group. Is that true?
There's no specific songwriter in the group per se. I do write all the lyrics and all the melodies. That's all me. The guitar, like I said, we each do our own parts individually, but we usually kind of come together and jam out, just kind of work it out as we go. Sometimes Richard, our guitar player, he'll come in like, hey, I have an idea, or Kenny, our drummer, will come in, I have an idea, or Peach will have an idea, our bass player, and they'll bring them to the table, and then we'll kind of workshop it in-house, and that's kind of how we put our songs together.
Okay, and since you mentioned Richard, the guitar player, we have an email here from Morsi in Los Angeles, and Morsi says, who are the other people in the band? Right. So why don't you tell us who else is in the band and tell us what their backgrounds are and how you met?
Okay, so our little band of brothers is, like I said, like everyone knows, I'm the vocalist, Chaz. But we have one of my good friends I've known for a long, long time. I've been in and out of bands with him throughout the years. Kenny, our drummer, and that's actually how I came into being into this band. He's kind of the linchpin of this whole thing. We all kind of met through him. And then there's Richard, our guitar player, and Peach, our bass player. And Kenny's been friends with Richard for, you know, X amount of time, but me and Richard had never crossed paths, or, you know, not really anyways, just kind of a ships in the wind kind of at parties or something. It's like a hey sort of thing. And Peach and Richard have been friends for forever, and so that's kind of, like I said, Kenny's sort of the linchpin that kind of brought everyone together, and yeah, just chemistry worked out great, sense of humor's, liked hanging out with each other, so we just started jamming out. It started out as just a, hey, let's just give us something to do, and very quickly it escalated into this, into EPs and music videos and tours and radio interviews and stuff, and yeah, it's all really unexpected and fast, but we're loving every second of it.
Well, of course, I love to talk to you, and our listeners love to listen to your music, so we're all loving every second of it. You do work with very thoughtful lyrics and with concepts. Why did you decide to use metal music as the medium to communicate these concepts? Why not another form? Why not rock? Why not jazz? Why not ballads? Why metal?
Well, we all sort of have our backgrounds. We've all kind of grown up on it. That's kind of the music that we're all fans of. For me personally, I can attest to rock and metal, they grab me more than anything else. It's the energy and the passion, and I'm, you know, not to say that there's not passion and other types of music, but just the raw energy of a live show at a rock or metal concert, just like, I don't know, that just grabs me and moves me, and so that's just kind of how we are. But we run the gamut, you know. We're not metal purists per se. If you listen to our music, especially, you can tell we're not just straight. Well, you know, we like to go soft and play nice and melodic stuff, but then we can also get really heavy and raucous, and so we run the gamut all throughout metal and rock, and we try and push those boundaries as much as we can, because we don't like to limit ourselves. Like, this is what we play. We play what we like.
Well,
so, and if that fits, so that's how we kind of do it.
Here's one of them that we all like. This is Mirror Tells Lies. Now, that's an example of your much, much more melodic songs. And I've got to say, that is amazing guitar work in there. It's almost like a bell. Did you have to work on that for a while, or did that just come out the first time?
That was one of those. Richard had been kind of playing around with it for quite some time. And I guess, like, and not hadn't brought it up to any of us. And then he just started playing it one day, and we're like, whoa, that is what is that? That's really cool. And it just kind of it morphed from there, and it just kind of grew into just this really driving, fun, energetic song that that we all love. So,
well, here's another fun, energetic song. This is How to Demonize Oneself. It's a little different. That's not only a good example of the precision guitar work you guys bring to metal, but also of your voice modulation. How do you do that? Does that hurt your throat?
It actually doesn't. If you work on it enough, there's a special technique that you can gain through breathing and just practice and training, that you sing more from your diaphragm and the pit of your stomach than you actually do through your throat. When you many singers do actually, especially when they're first starting out, I know I did, sing from their throat, and that can really screw you up. You lose your voice a lot. But just working on it through time and practice with these different techniques and stuff, you can learn to sing like that pretty much all day, and you'll be okay.
It reminds me of the throat singers of Nepal in a way, who also sing from their diaphragms, and it works real well. You guys are very, very good at syncing the concepts and the links to the lyrics to the music, and that is one of the things that I think makes you stand out so well, is that those two just flow together quite nicely.
Thank you very much, Patrick.
Do you have to work on that? Is there a lot of takes involved in your recordings?
Actually, no. We kind of it usually goes pretty smoothly once we're in the recording studio. The only times that it's ever is certain parts, if we have like last minute ideas, we're all sort of a little bit of perfectionists, so we're never quite done tinkering. So whenever we just have like, oh, you know, it'd be cool right here, you know, during this little thing, if we did like a little tiny modulation here, and here. But, you know, at the end of the day, we got to learn to like let go and put it out there, because if we had our way, we'd tinker with it and never put it out.
Well, that's what engineers do, you know, right? Well, we're just about out of time, but I want to say we're looking forward to more music and more live performances, and I want to thank you very much for being with us today. The album is It's Too Quiet, and it can be downloaded at Bandcamp at undermine1.bandcamp.com. That's undermine1.bandcamp.com. And actually, you're going to be out on iTunes pretty soon, aren't you? Or are you there already?
Yeah, it should be up within the week or so. It's just got to wait for the paperwork to kind of filter through, but we should be up within the week or two.
Okay. The band, again, is Undermine. You can also find them on Facebook and on YouTube. And I want to, again, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us today. Now, you've been listening Music Friday with Patrick O'Heffernan from Cyber Station USA and from the Blog Talk Radio Network and our radio affiliates. If you like our Facebook, follow our Twitter feed, you'll get real-time updates on our guests. You can also vote for your favorite musician on musicfriday.nationbuilder.com. That's musicfriday.nationbuilder.com, and we will invite them on the show. Our producer is Lars Christensen. Our program director is Jason Bartleben. Our intern is Angeline Serrano. Download this and other Music Friday programs at cyberstationusa.com or at blogtalkradio.com. And let me just say that the blogtalkradio.com site will have the podcast in a few seconds. So go to blogtalkradio.com/Music Friday and you can download this and other Music Friday programs. Be here next Friday. We're back from Ireland. We're going to pick up the regular programming next Friday and watch our Twitter feed for names of the guests. We haven't quite booked them all yet. We haven't confirmed them, but they'll be there. And check out our Facebook page, and we'll update you on the guests. And right now, I want to say goodbye, everybody. Have a great musical weekend, and let's listen to a little bit more of Undermine.